joining the show this morning is head coach David Bell. Good morning, coach.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. You must be pumped up for tomorrow. Is this like Christmas Eve for you, coach?
It is. It is. It's been a long week of practice, ready to get that game going.
Beautiful.
Were you happy to have all that time off to practice after getting those first two games on the road behind you?
It was good and bad. I mean, you want to get going on the season. Everybody's been had a long summer, but take advantage of it. Get some system stuff down and get some lines going. So it was a good, productive long week, but I would prefer to be playing games.
Okay, Coach Bell, who's a player too that might surprise Sens fans this year in the lineup?
Oh, boy. Well, we got a lot of returning guys that fans should be excited about. Igor Sokolov led our team in points last year, and Angus Cruikshank led us in goals. So those guys are returning and should be good. And then, you know what? We went out and signed some good quality veteran guys, Matthew Highmore, Josh Curry. They should be exciting guys to watch this year. But just overall, an exciting team, a deep team, a high-energy team. So it should be good hockey this season.
Okay, I don't want to hear about all this blah, blah, blah going into the season. We want a playoff team this year. You're going to guarantee us a playoff spot?
You can't guarantee playoffs in October, but okay. I'm going to tell you, every game we put the gear on, we plan on winning. So if we execute that plan, we should be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and the main thing is to get pumped up, right?
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Pump up the crowd.
Yeah, you know, the crowd's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of really cool events leading up to the game. It's going to be, you know, tons of things, tons of activities to do. So by the time that puck drops, I would assume and hope the crowd's going to be in a frenzy.
Hey, Billsy, Ottawa put Zach MacEwen on waivers yesterday, so today you wait and see. What happens if he clears?
I would assume he would be assigned here, but that bridge doesn't get crossed until after 2 o'clock today. So I haven't even had a conversation with him because there's so many different things could happen. So if it does happen at 2, I would assume I would get a call from Ryan Bonus and we would see where we go from there.
Our guest is David Bell. He is the head coach of the Belleville Senators. Tomorrow night, Laval's in town for the first game of the season at CAA Arena. We want to get an opportunity to get to know you, Coach Bell. So we'll fire away some questions, and it's just a simple answer. And we'll start with, do you have a new suit for tomorrow night?
Absolutely not. I'm not a high-end dresser, so
I can vouch for that.
The suits still fit from last year, so that's what will be going over on the back.
Okay, next one for you. I was told yesterday in our research from our crack staff that you are the second biggest personality to come from Wyarton, Ontario. Who is the biggest personality from Wyarton, Ontario?
Well, I think Jack did some bad research there, but the always famous Wyarton Willie the Groundhog.
That's there right. You go.
The Rhino Groundhog.
That's right.
No,
Groundhog.
I was bang on then.
What kind of tunes are you into?
Oh, boy. You know what I like? I like original music. I like acoustic music. So that kind of goes down the country road, but anything original, anything acoustic, love lyrics. So don't pigeonhole myself with a type. I just... I really, really do enjoy good music.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Well, depends how many drinks I've had, but I do own a guitar.
Nice.
I haven't picked it up for some years, but I love music. My daughter just started taking piano lessons, and I'm excited to watch her learn how to play the piano.
And you are married to Brooke. You're blessed with two children, ages 11 and 7. Where did you meet your wife?
Where did I meet? Here's a weird one. At a hockey arena. In the hockey arena. So, she was in sports. She was in hockey. She was in sports radio. And a lucky, lucky man to meet her. And she just had a birthday yesterday. So, everything's going well.
Very nice. Very nice. And what's your go-to meal?
My go-to meal that I cook?
What do you like to eat? Pasta, steak, pork
about, no, not pasta. That is at the bottom of the list. I get enough of that on the road. Anything my wife makes is good. I would rather eat her meals 10 times over than going to a restaurant. How's that for an answer?
That's the best answer you could ever give.
That's adding the brownie points.
It sure is. Gross.
No, I speak the truth.
Good.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah. And final question, when you were playing for the Ottawa 67s, After a game at the Civic Arena in Ottawa, did you ever sneak across the border there in Quebec and go to the bars?
Well, that's incriminating myself if I answer that one. So I can't remember.
Yeah.
How's that for
right
me?
Answer.
Yeah.
Right answer.
And when he was playing for the Ottawa 67s, and I know firsthand that usually after the games, there was a gathering, not of players, mind you, but Killer would have the odd audience, wouldn't he, Bilsey?
I can't remember, Jack. I can't remember. Long time ago.
That's Brian Kilray, yeah. The coach of the Ottawa 67s back in the day. Listen, David Bell, thank you for the time this morning. Good luck tomorrow night against Laval. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Hope to see everybody out there, and we'll put on a good show, and hope the crowd's loud, and we'll talk to you guys later this season.
All right. See you soon.
Thank you.